And here we are, back for hour number two this morning, Monday, September the 16th, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you, Sean Kraft in the audience. And we had a myriad... What?
Audience?
Yeah, you're in the audience
I'm
today.
In the audience.
Well, you've ticked people off. Let's put it that way.
Well, I thought they didn't have any insurance.
I don't have this problem when I'm here alone. We'll have to rediscuss this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
No, you do have the problem when you're there alone.
Nobody attacks me like that.
I do.
Now, what we were talking about, for if the listeners are just tuning in, getting in their car.
I'm just turning you on and getting awake and stuff. And I heard you mention the church out there, and I go by that way. Mm-hmm. And I always wondered why it wasn't tore down. And I had written the number down, but I wasn't for sure it was hers. I said, we'll get the number from you. And she called me. And the only thing that I knew, because that top part always worried me, I thought, well, if it gets blown over, but she said it's stable. It won't blow.
Oh, good. She called you during the break.
Yeah, because I had hit her number, and I thought, well, I'm not for sure. I'm waking up. This is the right number. So I thought I'd call you and get it. And I just hit her number and hung up because I wasn't for sure. And she's at work, and she called me. And I talked to her because I was worried about that top part, and she said, no, that's stable. But I wondered why all that time, you know, it wasn't tore down, because when that was a church, you know, the flea market on Lynn Hampshire, Anderson, they more or less, you know, took care of that church, the ones that had that chicken place where the flea market is now.
Right.
They were more or less the donors of that church, and I think when they sold and moved to, I think they went out to Arizona or someplace, I don't think that church was around very much longer after that. But it's such a nice little church, and I always wondered why somebody, you know, they're always putting these churches up places, why they never, you know, did something with that little church. And then I got worried that if she has people in there, you know, and they get hurt, they'd get, you know, she'd get sued. But I guess if you're... I'm not going to say a contractor, you do that stuff. Maybe you have insurance that handles that. I was just kind of, you know, when you get people around, you know, they think about suing. But I was going to say the Amish, see if they wanted to tear it down. She said she already checked that.
Well,
because
it's...
The Amish will go in and tear houses down, you know, like wood for the lumber.
Right.
And the brick, I would think somebody would want that brick. I don't know if it could be used, and I thought... The Amish, maybe they would do it. And because I know there's Amish in Moore County and out at LaRue and all different places. I don't know if one of the other places would be interested or not, because it's a shame with the brick and stuff. But I guess to do it, it would be, after I thought, no insurance, that would be very expensive.
Yeah, actually, that's what I found. She said they did have no insurance. I was like, oh, because I figured the insurance would have covered that.
Well, see, this is the problem. I think a lot of times people look at something like that. You don't know the owner. You don't know the circumstance. And people make judgments not knowing if there's insurance or what the... Because I think there's a situation behind everything.
Yeah, because I thought for sure that would be insurance. I mean, insured, it was a nice church. I mean, I thought, it, you know, and stuff. And I thought, but when I go by it, it's like, you know, I wonder why they're just not... taking this down, are they going to let it sit like this or something? I just couldn't understand.
Well, it's my understanding if somebody wants to knock it down, she will allow them to do that if they're willing to absorb the cost.
Well, that's what I said. I don't think anybody would, unless they want the brick or it would be the Amish. And the thing is she's not going to knock it down and leave the brick there, is she? She wants them to take the brick too?
Well, probably.
Well, that's what I said. That's going to be very expensive. So,
yeah, it's a shame.
I would know would be the Amish, because I don't know if they use much brick, but I thought I know they go and tear houses down for the lumber and different stuff. I don't know why, but they tear the wooden houses down.
Well, maybe there's somebody out there listening this morning who will want to deal with this if it's a big enough problem for them, and we'll have some kind of answer.
Yeah, because that's just what I was thinking about. You know, the Amish, that's the only thing I could come up with. So. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, the situation we were talking about earlier on is the church on the corner of Likens and Pole Lane. And it did burn down earlier this year. Not totally. It's not burnt to the ground, but it's not repairable at this point. And it is still there, and we had the owner of that church call in earlier on because you had wanted it tore down, and she heard that. And it's a costly expense, and that's why it's still there at this particular point.
Yep. So, you know, I remember growing up, I mean, every year, when I, you know, I grew up in Grandview, and that's how we, every time we passed it, it's just a landmark, you know, and it's sad that it happened, but hopefully maybe we can rebuild it or something. I don't know.
Why do ghost hunters want to go in there now that it's burned down?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's a spiritual thing.
I don't know. That's beyond me.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's been one of the discussions.
If I hit the lottery, I'll buy it and I'll just fix it all up and rebuild it again.
And the ghosts will be flying around, I guess. But that's one of the discussions we've been having this morning. And that's been a very interesting discussion to also have the owner of that building call in. And we've also, if you're just tuning in, been talking about the old Tecumseh plant here in Marion. Does anybody know anything about the Tecumseh plant? Or is there anybody out there who worked at the Tecumseh plant? Where we learned in hour number one that they manufactured air compressors for air conditioners. And they had some riots, one in the 60s where some people got banged up pretty bad, and then one in the 80s that led to the closing of the plant. And the plant, which is no longer there, was located on the corner of Leader Street and Marion David Street. And was it Marion Marion Joseph? Who's Marion David?
I have no idea what you just said.
Who's Marion David? Marion David or somebody.
They're in the Bible. Mary and David.
Who's David?
I don't know. David's, I think he's...
No, Marion. Marion Joseph is the fathers of, mother and father of Jesus. I think that's why it's called Marion Joseph.
I think there's a David in there somewhere.
Well, there's a David in the Bible, but I don't know if he was... There's no streets named
after. I think it was like a cousin or something.
There's a David Street somewhere in Marion.
Yeah.
But that's where Tecumseh was, and that eventually became Dripers, who did diapers.
There you go.
Yes.
That was good. Yeah, Dripers that did diapers.
Dripers who did diapers.
Yeah.
And but somebody referred to it as a sweatshop in hour number one. Does anybody have any stories of the old Tecumseh plant? Was it a sweatshop? Was it that bad? Were they bad wages and hiring a lot of people with no high school education and things of that? Well, that's what was said.
But my,
you can sag your head all you want. That's what I heard.
I believe my grandma was there a lot longer than
you
expected.
Are you listening to this program at all?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to go to the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I was just listening to your radio, which I do all the time. My husband worked at Central Soya. He was a boiler operator out there, and they had a strike that lasted, like, months. We lived on $37 a week, so they didn't gain a thing by going on strike.
Well, and that's the thing. Do you remember, am I wrong about this, living in Marion all this time, was there a strike in the 60s at Tecumseh where some people were beat up?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I think there was some guns involved at both places. I'm not real positive. My husband's gone now, but they don't gain a thing by going on strike. All this thing, you know, with the one that just started this morning, I guess, they don't gain anything by it.
No. So, matter of fact, they lose, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot. But it was months and months. And we didn't lose an ounce or lose our home, so I guess we're okay. But, you know, they need to stop and think. They should be so grateful that they have a job. Marion's a good town to live in. People say, well, I don't like it. Well, move there.
I take that opinion as well. Now, did you ever hear that Tecumseh had the reputation for being a sweatshop?
Not really. I knew a lot of people that worked there, but I didn't. You know, of course, I didn't get into it. I worked in a store, so, you know, I didn't know anything about sweatshops, but it could have been. But they just wanted more money and more money, same way as Central Soya. They just wanted more money, and we didn't gain a thing by being on strike. So they need to think about that, you know. And Marion is a good town. I love it.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, there you go.
Well, I'm gonna...
I knew there was a riot in the 60s. Now we've got guns and Molotov cocktails. I mean, it was a real thing.
Well, we have a lot of riots. Sister has guns.
No, not like that at Tecumseh. No. We don't have things like that anymore. Yeah.
But I'm saying, though,
people
is...
People are too busy playing video games. We don't have time for that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to work anymore, like the one caller said earlier. You know, people don't want to work, which is true. But the sweatshop thing, I'm going to have to agree to that, because back in the days, they didn't have air conditionings in the
But that doesn't make a sweatshop.
Well, you sweat.
No, first of all, back in those days, there wasn't a school or a plant in this area that had air conditioning in those days. None. Air conditioning was a fairly new thing. So you just, well, that's not what makes a sweatshop.
Okay, what makes a sweatshop?
What makes a sweatshop is you're working people long hours for no wages.
Well, how do you know that wasn't happening?
I don't. That's my question. But it has nothing to do with the air conditioning.
Well, I mean, it's still hot in there, though.
But that's not what you just said. They didn't have air conditioning in these places.
Well, it's true, though. But I'm saying that it's the same thing. You're still sweating your
yeah. But there are plants today. Whirlpool does not have air conditioning.
Huh?
Whirlpool does not have air conditioning in the plant. That doesn't mean it's a sweatshop.
But is their wages good?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's about wages,
right,
and it's about hours. It's not about air conditioning.
But it's a little bit of both, though.
Not air conditioning.
I think it is.
Okay, then Whirlpool would be a sweatshop, in your opinion, because they don't have air conditioning.
You sweat, yeah.
Sweatshop is a term. It's not really about sweat.
I know. It's worried about, like you said, it's low wages and
long hours.
Long hours, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what we're talking about. So does anybody have anything about...
I just wanted to throw something
in
for you.
Oh, man.
I wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Well, because earlier on you mixed it up and you about got mixed up.
Oh, I did not. It's fine.
I'd be surprised if that lady doesn't come...
Now we all know that, because nobody knew it was an insurance, but now we all know. But everybody thought, because it did not say anywhere on that it was insured or not. But now we know.
We know now. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Talking about jobs and all, you're talking about U.S. wife.
Yes.
Their all-time hire.
Yes.
They work 7 days a week, 8 to 12 hours a day.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't want to work out there because they have to work the 7 days a week. Because they make the gas tanks for Honda. And my son hired in out there a while back. And all the people that went to the orientation and everything that was supposed to start the next day, he was the only one that showed up, and they all passed a drug test and all, but they don't want to work that 7 days a week.
Well, you're exactly right. There is this thing, and I know Charlie has said it too, that, you know, one of the reasons is because of the drug test and the background check, but you are right. These factories now are giving people so much work, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time, that they work them out.
Right. Now, when Honda runs, they have to run.
That's right.
Because they mentioned that in the gas tanks one. My son's an inspector, and he's got 16 days straight in now without a day off.
There you go.
He's finally going to get one this weekend.
But at least the money is okay at USY.
Yeah. The money's okay. He started out at $13 an hour.
Good.
But working second shift to get a little bonus. It's just that they don't want to work because of the hours.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. Well, at least the wages are good and the plant is a nice plant.
Yep.
Hey, thank you for...
They get tired, but then, the job is there if somebody wants to work it.
That's right. I agree 100%. Thank you, caller. Well, it is true. In USY, they do work 7 days. And a lot of times you don't get a day off for a month. And you do work overtime. But the plan is air conditioned, and they do pay a good wage for Marion, Ohio. $13 to start out in Marion, Ohio? You tell me many jobs in Marion that start out at $13 an hour.
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Whirlpool starts out with. I don't know what all the other plans start out in.
Well, I don't know. Whirlpool probably starts out in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I don't know any other business other than factory work where you can start out at a wage like that.
I mean, most was it Japanese places? They work like that. They work 7 days a week usually.
Well, when Honda runs USY runs because they're a subsidiary mm-hmm. of Honda. They make the gas tanks,
right? You know,
so
but most
there you
yeah,
go.
Mostly the Japanese, they like to work a lot of hours.
But this is the point of the conversation we were having: is there's not you said there's not the factories and not the business. Well, we can't even get enough people to do the factory work that we have now.
Well, yeah, because there's a problem with the other issues, but I don't know.
All I know
I don't
is
know how to fix that.
Well, that's an interesting subject, but also, I think we got to have a little more pride in our community here, just like a lot of the callers have said this morning. I mean, we have jobs here. We have nice schools here. We have colleges here. We have vocational schools. We have dorms. We have tech schools. We have all that stuff.
But we need more. We need more of more things to do in Marion. We don't have enough things.
Oh, here we go.
No, listen to
what
me.
Do we need to do?
We need more restaurants instead of the same
restaurants.
More.
We don't need more people eating.
We need more sit-down restaurants instead of fast food joint. We have that one on.
Do you know how many?
On, what is it? It's called. What's it called? Pandora Express or whatever it's called? Panda Express.
Yeah,
that's our drive-through. We just had John. What do they call that sandwich place? Johnny's or
Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's. I mean, it's just you know we need more like a Red Lobster. We need more like a more set-down restaurants. We need more besides box stores. You know, I think we need more.
What do you want?
Well, we need to bring in like a Target, more.
It's a box store.
Well, yeah, that's a box store, but we need more, or we need more like, I don't know. We need more of stores like. We definitely need to bring like a Finish Line back or something. I think it was in the wrong area.
Yeah, but those would all fall under the box store idea. Those are corporately owned stores. I mean, what exactly are you saying we need to bring in?
Well, we just need to bring in different stores that we don't have, like other communities smaller than ours. Like, for instance, when I went down to Georgia, they had a lot more stuff than we do. And our population is 2 times bigger than they are, Dublin, Georgia.
Well, maybe there's a reason for that.
Well, I just don't think we're running things correctly.
Well, I don't think if you went to a surrounding community that was smaller than ours, you would find more things in our community in this area.
I don't know. We have more banks, dollar stores than we do anything.
Well, obviously there must be a need for those, or they wouldn't be open.
I don't. Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but we just need to.
Well, what do you think Marion needs? That's what is an interesting question here. 740-383-9944, 33 minutes past the hour. What do you think Marion needs, or are we good where we are? I happen to think that you can get most anything in this town because of the way that it's laid out, unless it's something very exotic. I mean, we have box stores. We have just about every fast food you can imagine. We have a lot of sit-down restaurants. We have a lot of local sit-down.
Name the sit-down restaurants we have besides Bob Evans and
Perkins, Red Lobster, East of Chicago Pizza, Attaboy's downtown, Byrie's downtown. We have
I'm talking about one well-known chain.
The Carlisle.
We need well-known chains.
Well, most people would agree that we need more local.
TGI Fridays. We need, you know.
We have Applebee's. We have Buffalo Wild Wings.
Them are all like kind of sports bar. We need
we have Ralphie's.
Yeah.
Well, how many do you need? That's about 10.
We need more like, for instance, probably an Olive Garden. I think
these are certain things. I'm just saying, you say we don't have many. We have about 10, unless you went out and ate at a different place every day of the week.
It's just that we don't have enough.
Have you ever been to Attaboy's?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been to the Byrie's?
No, because I don't like that kind of food.
Well, what kind of food do they have?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I just heard it's not that great.
Oh, man.
That's what I heard.
I wouldn't say that. Now you're going to get the caller of Attaboy's calling and telling you exactly what's wrong.
No, I'm just joking. I don't know.
We have the warehouse downtown. We have the warehouse downtown.
I had not been in the warehouse forever. I used to go there.
That's why I say people don't go. They complain they want more. The shovel went out of business because people weren't going in great numbers.
But I'm saying, though, we just need more of a chain. I mean, yes, I understand we have these new...
People are always going to want certain chains, but every town is not going to have... I mean, how long did we complain we wanted a White Castle that went out of business? You know, people wanted a Popeyes. I don't know
how
that's
doing. Reason why the White Castle... It's not because they wasn't busy. There's something else why White Castle's went out of business.
Now, is this what you heard or something you know?
Well, it has to be. Because I had to wait in line all the time for a White Castle.
Well, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't think we need any more places to eat, Marion.
I think most people are of that agreement. Now, what's your reasoning behind that?
Well, we've got too many now.
You think we have too many places to eat?
I think we do. There's too many choices.
Well, there are a lot of places to eat in Marion. I would agree. I mean, I think we have more restaurants and fast food and places to go than just about anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for the opinion.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I heard you guys might be doing the tradio soon.
Well, this is a question we're going to bring up here this morning. Okay. And you know what? We'll talk about that. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that before we go off the air this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there's one... I agree. I think people want certain food, but we're never going to have every restaurant in the world. I mean, it's just, we couldn't even support Ryan's here in town. Because we have too many restaurants. We now have two, what's the place? We have Mi Jalapenos, there's another sit-down restaurant. Blue Fusion, there's another sit-down restaurant. And we have what's the popular Mexican restaurant? We have two locations now, one on Delaware Avenue and one out on 95.
El Campesino?
El Campesino. We have two El Campesinos, and that's a local business. We have, there's a lot of sit-down
restaurants. I know, we just need more chains. But I mean, I understand you and that caller are on the same page. But to me, I mean, I'm sure there's other listeners out there. I just think we need more of a different variety. I mean, I understand local businesses is fine. I mean, like I said, I was just joking about Attaboy's. I never ate there. I'm going to go there and try it out sometime. What kind of food do they have? Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great restaurants in Marion. And, I think that we have everything you could possibly imagine food-wise. If you want Mexican, you can get it. If you want Chinese, you can get it. If you want fast food, you can get it. If you want pizzas, you can get it. If you want anything, what kind of food can't you get here?
I mean, we need like a Cane's chicken fingers place. Like they just opened up a Cane's in Delaware.
Well, here you go.
Here we go. So I'm running up the call.
Somebody else to tell you you're wrong. I hope. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Paul. I was reaching out to you today about having your business become part of the Amazon Alexa network. Press 1 and join the fastest growing voice search.
Clink.
That was Amazon.
That was it. Well, that was one of those robocalls. I don't know why those people still call. They always want to have us listed here and listed there and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, 740-383-9944. What do you think about the... I think we have too much food. I think that's one of the issues of why a restaurant like Ryan's cannot stay open in Marion, and White Castle has had issues. And too many restaurants.
I mean,
they squeeze the other ones out.
But we don't have a smorgasbord in Marion now.
No, obviously we didn't want one.
So I think we should have like a Golden Corral. I think it's certain brands, certain chains that people follow. This, I mean, I talk to a lot of people. People travel out of Marion just to go out and eat.
Well, sure.
So I think if we had like a different variety of chains here, like a Golden Corral, I think a Golden Corral would probably go over well here.
People always say that, and then they happen.
I mean,
and it doesn't.
Well, I think it's the price.
People get busy in the beginning, and then it all fades away.
Well, and I think what it is, you know, we all live in a... It's the prices, too. I mean, if the price of the food, if it's high or whatever, you know, I mean...
You can't do it all. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was talking about the restaurants. When Vina Rosa was out here, the reason why they went out of business... There were too many people going out there getting sick. We ate out there a few times, and the food was not all that good. And then kids were going through, and people were putting their fingers into the food, and people didn't want to eat the food after they had their fingers in it online.
Well, that is a problem.
So that was part of Ponderosa's device.
That's a problem with a buffet. It certainly is. Well, hey, thank you.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing with the buffets, the problem is you got to keep your kids' fingers out of the food. I mean, they can't regulate that.
Well, what they probably, you know what they probably need to do is, if I ever became a restaurant owner, this is what I do. If I, because buffets are good because people can pick whatever they want. They should have people behind, you know, back in the old days, back in the, I think it was Ponderosa, they're on, where is it done? By the mall.
Delaware Avenue.
The other one. Remember, they used to behind the buffet over there on that one. They used to have people behind there watching.
Well, but you go up to somebody's kid now and tell them to get their fingers out of something, and with the concealed carry laws, you're going to be.
Okay, well, why don't we do what prisons people
do? You'll be working at Marion General before you know it.
Well, why don't we do what prison workers do? We'll dip it out there ourselves.
Because we're not a prison. We're a restaurant.
No, I'm just saying. I'm using that for example. You know how they dip the food out for the prisoners? Why don't we hire the people behind the bar?
I just want somebody to give me the recipe for the bread pudding that Smorgasbord used to have. Smorgasbord used to have the best bread pudding, and I have not had bread pudding in a long time. But I don't even know if the people who own the Smorgasbord are still alive or if she'd whip me up some bread pudding. I know that Mr. The guy who used to be downtown. A longtime restaurant downtown. He went and worked at the hospital in the kitchen after the restaurant went by the wayside.
I don't know.
Turoff. Mr. Turoff. George Turoff.
Oh.
George Turoff, they were famous for their cream pies, and he ended up making me a cream pie after they had closed their business. It was very good, banana cream pie. And Mr. Turoff, if you want to bring me a banana cream pie, feel free, Wednesday between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. But the bread pudding, if somebody could make me the smorgasbord bread pudding, that would be very good. 740-383-9944. Now, with 42 minutes, because the show's going by today, this whole thing about what was Tradio, because we've had this conversation before, and you talked about it this morning again, and the caller just talked about it, and Mike Wilson and I have talked about it. By the way, I do want to plug that. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be coming up after this show today, 10:10 to 11 a.m. And then we have Voices of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 today, and the Mike Wilson Show with guest Fred Malone, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio. But since Tradio is no more, the trade and swap program from WMRN that used to air in this time slot, 9 to 10 in the morning, we have talked about doing it here, but the problem is that if we did it, would people know we were doing it? And would they tune into it? And that's the question. So, if anybody has any input on that, should we bring a Tradio-type show back? Is there interest in it? Let us know. If you don't let us know, we're not going to do it, because if you can't find it, we're not going to sit here and just, you know, pick our eyebrows. 740-383-9944. Now, what's your input on that?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think people want to advertise their junk on...
Their junk.
I mean...
That's good.
Junk stuff, whatever. Or the stuff they want to... You know, the stuff they want to get rid of.
You don't say they're junk.
Well, I mean, you know, the stuff they want to get rid of. How's that sound?
Go ahead.
I mean, you got to think about it. It's their junk, but it's probably a treasure to somebody else. There you go. This is true. That's the way. I call my stuff junk. What I get rid of, I think it's junk because I don't want it anymore. So it's probably a treasure to somebody else.
But if people want this show, they will let us know.
Right.
So here you go. You call and
we'll
let us know.
We'll do a survey. How's that?
740-383-9944. And I've always said, if somebody wanted to call in and sell something, nobody is stopping you from calling this program live right now and doing that. You know?
Yeah. Feel free to
call us. We have no break on that. 740-383-9944. But we're not going to do it if people don't know that it's there and people don't know that it's happening and people aren't going to call in, because we will just sit there and do nothing.
I mean, it's a word of mouth, and I mean, if we do advertisement on the top of the hour about it, then, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do people want it back?
We just got to figure out the time slot, because this time slot's full right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
But Are people glad it's gone, though? Because I've heard that opinion from people. Are people glad that Tradio's gone, or do people want it back? I don't know. Let us know. 740-383-9944. It's 45 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Scott Spears and Sean Kraft here, also talking about memories of the Tecumseh plant this morning. That has been a big topic of conversation. And I don't know if people who were a part of the Tecumseh plant, if there's anybody out there who still remembers the big throwdown smash riot that there was at Tecumseh back in the 1960s. I don't know if people remember that or not.
Well, there's some people out there, I'm sure.
I'm sure somebody does, but I don't know if everybody does. Go ahead, caller.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Jenny Simpkins. You said you might want to do Tradio.
Yes.
I'd appreciate it. And I also miss, you know, I miss a lot of stuff in town because nothing's advertised anymore. You know, so you know, you're, a lot of churches have breakfast every day, once a month or whatever, and I don't know where to go to or what to do or who's playing at the palace or nothing's advertised anymore. So along with Tradio, I'd like to see something advertised.
Well, you know. I appreciate the suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, I do enjoy your obituaries, too.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't enjoy them, but I'm glad you're doing them.
I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We got one.
Well, there's one for Tradio.
One in a bucket.
But people love the obituaries.
Actually, two in a bucket. The other guy said the same thing.
We are a big proponent of doing the obituaries every day at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m., and Adam Lepp does a good job with doing those. We do local news and weather every hour. And if somebody has an event that's coming up in Marion that they want to advertise, email us. Scott at WWGH1071.com or drop off a flyer here. If we're not here, just slide it under the door. A flyer will go under the door and we'll get it the next day and put it up on the air. I know there are a lot of church suppers and things going on, but what do you think? Would you like to hear people selling their stuff again on the air, on Tradio? Do you want a show like that again? We have to know, because we're not going to do it if people aren't going to show up to sell their stuff. 740-383-9944. That is the question on the table this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was wondering about the Tradio thing. I'm definitely in favor of it, but I was wondering what time frame you had in mind if you would do it.
Well, we might try it in the evening to start out, and if it became very popular, maybe we would put it back in the morning.
Well, I was thinking about maybe having Jeff Ruth do one guest show a week, and maybe start it out with just two times a week to start with. And if you, when you repeat things, mention it in your news article, that's going to be on Monday and Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and people will begin to get the message, and then it'll get popular again.
It very well could. Maybe that's the idea.
But I think Jeff being a guest host and that being advertised would work. And you could also repeat the radio show at whatever time you choose. And people would hear it and say, hey, I'm going to do that.
It's a good idea. I appreciate that.
Okay, talk to you later.
Well, that's a very good idea. I don't know what Jeff's schedule is at this particular point. But he could host it one day a week, and then we could have somebody else host it the other day of the week and only do it two times a week to start out and see if people have interest in it.
That's right.
I don't. If Jeff, you listen from time to time. If you're available, you let us know, and we'll see about that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, they were talking about the restaurants in Marion. Well, first of all, are you allowed to call in twice in a day?
Oh, please, as many times as you like.
Thank you. Did anybody ever go out to the Visitors Bureau and get one of the books that they give about Marion? There are 74 places to eat in Marion.
That's a lot of stuff.
And if they wouldn't go to Columbus to eat or out of town, we'd have better restaurants stay in town. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the program.
Bye-bye. Well, you just got it right there. 74 places to eat in Marion. And you got a problem? 74.
74, I have to check into that.
We'll go to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. She just told you where to go.
Yeah, we'll have to check it. I mean, got to figure out 74. I mean, is that fast food or is that set down? That's no way set down. That's probably fast food.
Well, most places I've ever seen you eat are fast food places.
Well, there is, but we need more set down, too, for a family, you know, thing.
Well, I'd love to count the fast food places. I bet there are quite a few.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fast food, yeah.
No, I'm talking about sit down. I bet there are a lot of sit down places.
Well, I don't know what to see.
I can think of 10, 12, 15 right off the top of my head. And we're also talking about not only food, we're talking about the return of a possible radio program here on the air. We're also talking about Tecumseh and the major fights that broke out there in the 1960s. We're talking about a lot of things this morning and having a good time doing so. 50 minutes past the hour, still 10 minutes to go, so time to get your call in. 740-383-9944. Okay, what do you got?
No, I'm just saying, you know, we just need to, I don't know. I think we need to bring in more of the well-known restaurants. I mean, I know I'm going to get criticized, save the emails, but...
Who emails you? Is your email even on the website?
It's on the website.
Save your emails. Nobody's emails you.
I get emails a lot.
I get emails.
I get emails sometimes.
We need a song this morning. We have no music act today. Martha Dowse is out there listening. Sing Martha Dowse's song. Go ahead. You know the words.
I can't remember.
Oh, you do too. Last night we were talking about this. The Queen of Dance,
you
the one and only
last night.
Oh, I know the lyrics.
Something about "We are the kids from Martha Dowse." You hear so much about people stop and stare at us wherever we're about. We're nowhere for our dancers and in many things we do. Most everybody likes us. I hope you like us too. I do. As we go dancing, the music starts to play. Hooray, rah! Martha's here to stay.
Martha, that's dedicated to you. We love you, Martha Dowse. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I worked at the country.
Oh, what was it like?
It wasn't a good place to work, actually.
So,
it was not a sweatshop. It's the highest paid plant in Marion.
Oh, it was the highest paid plant in Marion.
See, there you go.
So when you were working there, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what were you making an hour?
I think about $15 an hour when it closed up.
Wow, in the 80s, $15 an hour was quite a bit.
Yes, it was.
So you made air compressors there for air conditioners?
Yeah, just the compressors all they made. Not just the air conditioners, just the coolers. Walk-in coolers.
Oh, okay. How many years were you at Tecumseh?
18 years. It took me so good.
Were you there when the riot in the 60s happened?
No, I hired in 67.
67. What was the end like? Tell us about that, because that was a big deal. How were you told that your job was going to be relocated?
I think they had a riot not long before they closed up. That was a big riot. They had cops in from all over the state in there. That was that one.
Now, what was the riot about?
They had a foreman operate the machine and get that thing out, and they damaged the truck trying to come in, break the windows out.
So was it a thing about money? Was that the issue that brought on the riot?
Well, it was a strike, which is about money. That's what it's about. It was a UAW plant. They were in the UAW.
Oh. But you did like working there. It was the highest paid plant in Marion, and it was not a sweatshop. Good place to work.
Yeah, good place to work.
Hey, well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, see, now there's a gentleman who spent 18 years at the Tecumseh plant, 1967 to when they closed up. But you just heard firsthand about that riot in the 80s.
He probably knew my grandma.
Might have. That would have been the time period she would have worked there, but I don't think she worked there long.
I have to find out that. I think she was there about 18 years.
No, she was not there. 18 months. Maybe 18 minutes she was there. No longer than that. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, the trivia program. I think it'd be a good idea for you guys to do that.
Trivia?
No, Tradio.
Oh, Tradio. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we will work on it.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is there a way you could put, like, a poll on Facebook and get some feedback there?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. It's WWGH 107.1 FM. If you go to Facebook and start leaving messages there, we can get it in motion.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, what are you going to do about this? I'm not doing it. I did trade you on WMRN for 5 years, and I am not going to host it. I do it.
You did a good job.
No, there's enough me on this station. So who's going to do it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about doing it.
Well, you got the calls, but we got to let people know that it's going to be happening.
We have to figure out the time slot.
Got to see if Jeff Ruth will want to come in and host it once a week.
Yeah.
That way you could do it one day and he could do it one day.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
It would.
And maybe somebody else around here would want to float in there. I'll never do it. And I know Charlie won't. Charlie has sworn off radio.
I mean, you can guest host. If I come up like a flu one day, I'll say...
No. You have to call Charlie. Have you heard Charlie's story about Tradio and the Shih Tzu?
No.
Oh. Maybe he'll tell that one day. But it's an interesting program, but I did my time.
So Tecumseh, we found out about the Tecumseh, about the...
Tecumseh, for God's sake.
Tecumseh.
Okay.
That's the Marion talk. That's how
West Side.
No, it's Tecumseh. We found out it was a cooler. They made compressors for coolers.
Kinds of coolers and air conditioners.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's probably why they call it the cooler, or whatever it was called.
I bet if we had a buffet dinner in here, Jeff Ruth would come in and host the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. You know, I heard you talk about Tradio. Even if you did it 2 days a week, where people would know the 2 days that you were going to be on for a certain time, would be great, because there's a lot of people listening to that from WMRN.
Well, I tell you, we're probably going to give it a shot. I just hope that people levitate toward it quickly. I mean, we'll give it probably a month to see if people find it and get used to it, but you know, my fear is we'll do it and people will not call in, and then you got 40 minutes of nothing.
Okay. And another thing about Tecumseh.
Yes.
I had a friend that worked there, and he made good money. And they employed a lot of people way back then. Okay. But also, when that riot come, what was going to do, they threatened the people to move the shop to Mississippi, and it was going to cut their wages in half. And this guy worked there probably 20 years, and he knows what he's talking about. And he said, you know, they made good money. But when they was going to cut their wages, they weren't going to stand for that.
No. Yeah. Apparently, there was a big knockdown dragout. Police had to come from all over. I wonder if there's anybody on the police force who worked during that time who remembers that riot.
Oh, I bet so. I bet so.
Yeah.
There's some of them. I bet you the probation thing up there at the county building, his name is Bill Smith. He's an ex-cop. I bet he knows all about it.
Bet you're right. Well, hey, thank you for the info.
Well, I like your show, and I like this talking. And like you said, there's plenty of places to eat in this town. And if you get too many, then you're going to put some other people, because you got to have enough people to cater to them people, you know.
Well, I think you're right, and I appreciate you saying that about the show. And as long as people keep calling, we'll keep being here in the morning, because I'd rather talk in the morning than even really have a guest on the show. I like this kind of thing better.
Okay. Now, when I pick this up, a lot of times I hear repeats. Now, when does it start live? Does it start at 8 o'clock in the morning?
8 o'clock in the morning. We are live 8 o'clock in the morning. The schedule is interesting. This show's on every day, 8 to 10 live. 8 to 10, okay. Monday through Friday. And then Charlie Evers follows this show on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 until 12.
Okay.
But at night, we do have some programming live from 4 until 5 4 until 6 every night.
Well, you know, he had on trivia, what business was in business 50 years and still operate in this town? And I called in a few places, and I never did hear the business that was still operating. But the two I didn't tell him was Marion Flower Shop and Hemmerly's.
Absolutely. Both long-term business, started by Trella Romine, Hemmerly's, and the Keegans over at Marion Flower Shop.
The church there. And, you know, before I called in about Sims was still operating, and Henry Lumber, and all them people, you know. But anyway, I like your show.
Okay, listen every morning and call in anytime you want.
I will. Thank you
Bye-bye.
Very much.
Well, it's true. I like the calls, and we have time for one more call, and then you can speak as well. 740-383-9944. I love when people call in because you have more information than I do. I didn't know anything about Tecumseh. I didn't know what they made, didn't know where they were, didn't know about the riots, didn't know anything. So I'm glad we've been able to have this conversation. But go ahead. We have time for one more call. 740-383-9944.
No, I told you it's Tecumseh. I told you.
That's what you wanted to say?
Yes, it's Tecumseh.
It's Tecumseh.
T-E-C-U-M-S-E-H. Remain to be seen there.
All right. Does anybody want to say anything in regard to the food in Marion, which you've been totally wrong? Not one person has agreed with you. Not one. Let's hope the last caller will agree with you. I doubt they will.
Well.
Whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott?
Yes.
I was going to put Sean's mind at ease on the Golden Corral. He'd never get one here, probably. Oh. They own Ryan's and they own the Country Buffets and all those, so I doubt if them didn't last, I don't think they'd bring one of them here.
Yeah, it's a shame because Golden Corral is really a nice place to go to.
Yeah, well, they feel over there, you know, they get all like the Olive Gardens and all those that they have all the Marionites going that way. But see, they one reason they don't want to really put anything in here that extravagant is because of that reason, because they got all of it over there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think you're right. Well, hey, I appreciate the
call. Thank you, sir.
And someday I get with you, Scott, I'll explain White Castle to you.
Well, do that. I'm here 8 to 10 every morning, so call in.
All right. I won't put it on the air, but I'll talk to you.
Oh, off the air. Okay. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we'll know about White Castle thanks to that call. What do you believe it was?
Well, I'm not sure.
Go ahead on this is just a guess. It's not like you got in trouble earlier on with the church.
I didn't get in trouble with the church. We can run
that tape back.
Well, we found out that it didn't have insurance. That's why it couldn't get tore down.
But what's your issue with White Castle?
But now we know. There was no insurance. The White Castle is, I mean, it's busy all the time.
But what do you think the problem is?
It was probably...
Were people putting their hands in the food there, too?
No, it's probably drug-related, probably.
Well, maybe it was. I don't know. I know the White Castle truck still comes to Marion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a full morning. Now, remember, this show is on 8 to 10 every weekday. Charlie Evers on 10 to 12, Monday or Wednesday through Friday. We have Glenn Coble 12 to 1 on Wednesday and Thursday. We have Exchange from 12 to 1 on Friday. We have Adam Lepp following this program today from 10 to 11. We have Adam the Computer Guy on Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 3. We have Mike Wilson, Voice of a People, Pastor Whitaker's show, Nate Redmond's show from 4 to 6 at night. And we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon on Sunday and Wednesday from 6:10 to 7 p.m. So all kinds of programming here. And check out the Facebook page, WWGH 107.1. Go ahead, what?
I was going to say, leave your comment for the radio.
Yes, but... You know, let us know. It all seems to be positive so far, but if people will call in and continue that thing, we'll do it. And if you do have something you want to advertise, call on this show or drop off a flyer. And if we're not here, just slide it under the door. We'll get it in the morning.
I just got one more thing. We're on 208 Suite 2. Second floor. So we're on, 159?
If you come to the second floor and go to the end of the hall, there's a sign on the door.
Yeah, so it's 159 though, right?
I don't know what the address is here.
I think it's
we're on the corner. We're in the Ohio Health Building. We're on the corner of Prospect and Center.
Our new location.
That's all. If you see Ohio Health, you will see us. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up in 10 minutes. Thank you for your participation.
We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at 302.com. and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is